Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and good night, ladies and gentlemen. Well, in any region that you hear this from. So, I know I haven't been podcasting for a while, and I thought I would do one now since I've been home for the last few days because of a minor injury. You know, shit happens. We decide to live life, I guess. You know, fuck it. That's how you learn, through pain and through lessons. But anyways, I just wanted to jump on here and talk about what's been happening lately and, it's amazing how around the world, we who are connected on this Instagram and social media truther mission, if you would call it, we've been finding out and reporting more stuff around the world than news have. You know, for the people who still watch TV and for the people who still watch the news, have you heard anything about Wayfair? Have you heard anything about pedophilia and child trafficking? Have you heard anything about anything of that? No. Have you heard anything about Maxwell Giswell, whatever the fuck her name is, being deep ties with almost everybody in power, in the elites, in the government, in Hollywood? It's nobody's talking about this but us. And I feel like this is a very big change and turning point in what we use social media as a social media for, because at some point, you know, I wanted to give up on this also, you know, on my page and my other page, because everything was being dumbed down, everything was being jokes and used for fake agencies and ego and bullshit and yada yada. But now it's like a network of the right people connected that share more truth and evidence around the world than news, than actual fucking news. And just, I don't know, I just wanted to jump in here and say that that's kind of amazing. You know, it's kind of, it's a changing point, because for longer than I remember, for a year now, we've all been talking about how there's a huge pedophilia problem in the world. And I tell people all the time, everything had to happen the way it's happening and has happened to expose itself. You know, COVID had to drop. So then through the numbers and deaths and actual people reporting on this, it could be exposed on its own. Then after that, these arrests of Epstein and Maxwell and all these things that are happening with Amazon, where they're being accused of selling children, Wayfair, trafficking children, where we see it with our own eyes. If you go on the websites, it's just amazing how more and more and more every day there's more connections and more dots being connected to there's large numbers of pedophiles in power, in the government, in the Democratic Party, for most, you know. And I think the changing point was, you know, not to offend anybody if you haven't touched on the subject yet, but I feel like the changing point was when, at first, you know, the initial reaction of all of us when George Floyd thing happened, it was horrifying. But when you connect and dig and read and connect more around the world with people not on the news channels, people through here, you realize that the George Floyd was another distraction, and it was a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. There's evidence and videos and everything connecting to George Floyd being a false flag video. And it did exactly what it intended to do. Pull out emotions and feelings of a subject that's been, how would you say it, of a subject that's been tickled with and hurt with and stripped of its peace for hundreds and hundreds of years. That's why we say racism was a systematic, programmed thing. Pedophilia isn't. You know, I know it might offend a lot of people, but I'm finally voicing my opinion, is that pedophilia and child trafficking is one of the biggest elephants in these rooms. And racism and drug use and all that other shit are like cats compared to this elephant. You just got to put it like that. You know? Like, I have people all the time telling me, yeah, I'd rather vote for Biden. Yeah, I know he's a pedophile, but I'd rather vote for him over Trump because he's a racist. I don't know. That's just sick to me. But the point where I'm trying to also get to, because I'm going all over the place, and I promise with these podcasts, I'll be more organized, you know, to helping us out. Everything had to happen the way it happened to expose itself. You know, if Trump said to you guys, to me also, we've just arrested Obama, Hillary, and all these people on accounts of child trafficking, nobody would believe it. I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, no, Trump is bullshitting us. But when you let shit expose itself, like Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, everybody wants their heads now. They have warrants around the world for their arrest. You know what I mean? Hold up. Everything has to expose itself. You have to implode to explode, basically. You, like a Big Bang Theory. Everything has to explode and bang, boom, for something to be created. In this instance, the darkness has to implode for the light to explode. So please, stop wearing masks. You know, do your research. Don't believe me. Do believe me. I don't really care. But don't be a mask tard where you chug a mask and then you wonder why you have breathing problems or call asthma out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It's killing you. It's all bullshit. It's all mind control. Please don't hurt yourself. You know, do your research on these so-and-so conspiracy theories, because they're not conspiracies no more. There's too many coincidences for it to mathematically not make sense. It only doesn't make sense because the program and narrative we've been given and chipped into our brains from people in power that want to hide this. Do you guys understand me? Do you guys understand that? It's all a programming. Everything that just happened, the COVID, the rioting, everything was a program to distract you from the fact that the world is being exposed on a huge scale of trafficking children around the world. Everything is connected. You know, I have people in London who tell me, who have confirmed the Buckingham Palace is empty. There's no queen in it no more. Now, before I go, the last thing I want to talk about is this Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith bullshit, right? It's another distraction, which a lot of you people fell for. If you've been living on this earth, you would know that Will Smith is either bisexual or gay by just looking at him and his energy. Two, you'd know that Jada Pinkett has had sex with younger men. That's who she is. They've openly admitted years ago and many times that they have an open marriage relationship. You know why this is coming out now? They have to hide the fact that Will Smith, and distract you from the fact that Will Smith is on Epstein's flight log. They have to hide the fact that people are catching on that Will Smith might have sacrificed his children in satanic rituals. There's different levels. And he basically confused his kids of their genders, so you could say. Like Dwayne Wade. It's deep. I'm not going to give you all the details, but I want you to really look into this. The Will Smith and Jada Pinkett entanglement story is all a distraction, and most of you fell for it. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've fallen for 9/11. I fell for it. But when you wake up and you have people who care about you, like us, like me, please don't take it the wrong way when we're giving you information that you can look up on your own. Please. We're not trying to hurt you. We're trying to wake up people because we've been giving a purpose on this life to unite and bring people together to know this shit. So I promise my podcast will be a little better and more organized. Thank you for listening, and I hope the information gets to you You know, I hope you support it. And my DMs are always open. Thank you, guys. Wishing on a star.